ScottSJ, Wellfire.com, Final Days Report, Episode 350. Five reasons for a false flag cyber attack on car dealerships. Car dealerships have been attacked, or at least the software has been attacked, and thousands of car dealerships can't buy cars, sell cars, order parts. They're flying blind. So we're going to go over five reasons why I think this is a false flag. It really happened. But it's part of this New World Order B system to bring in this one world government. We're going to prove it out, my friends. So the first article I want to cover, if you're not aware of what happened, let's read from AP. Car dealerships are being disrupted by a multi-day outage after cyber attacks on software supplier that helps run these car dealerships. I saw this firsthand with a family member. Couldn't order parts because of this attack. Let's read CDK Global. The leading provider of dealership management systems and digital retailing solutions said cybersecurity breaches began on Tuesday. By Wednesday afternoon, CDK's core systems were restored, only to be shuttered on Thursday after a second hack attack. This has made it nearly impossible for thousands of dealers to buy and sell vehicles this week. The article goes on to say, we cannot process paperwork. Everything is frozen. Everything is tied up. We cannot move money back and forth to pay off cars, to finance our customers' transactions. So if you can't move money, if you can't sell cars, you're paralyzed. And this, again, is a real event. And I'm not saying the supplier did this intentionally, but they were probably hacked by the New World Order boys. We know Chinese soldiers are penetrating the United States in droves. 1,000 Chinese military-aged men, 1,000 in one night in one location. We proved that out. It got me kicked off TikTok, actually reporting that. My friends, we're depleting all of our military equipment with the Ukraine war, bankrupting us as we bankroll Ukraine and Israel. America's being set up. All of this reminds me of the Deagle Report, where Western nations just get decimated with their population. They need to turn us into a third world nation. And all of this digital plandemic, I like to say, this smells like the tip of the spear of a digital plandemic, a false flag, as World Economic Forum and Davos have warned us about. Check out Final Days Report, episode 244. Go to sjwellfire.com and type in 244. We call that VCAS, Digital Plandemic, Davos, Next 2 Years, Deep Dive, Cyber Polygon. We did an entire video how these World Economic Forum leaders, these leaders around the world, these parasite leaders, I should say, were warning us of a digital pandemic. Well, again, they need to bring everything down to bring in this beast system so the Antichrist can come up as a false light solution. But here are the five reasons why it doesn't surprise me they went after this company that helps run car dealerships. First, USA must fall economically. Again, this is the Deagle Report. So I just started to do some research. How big is the automotive industry in the United States? Well, combined, the automotive ecosystem drives more than $1 trillion into the U.S. economy each year, and that's roughly 5% of the USA's GDP, with 6 million jobs coast to coast supported by the auto industry. Huge market as well for $105 billion for export with the United States. And you need to think about this. All the disruption of people that could not get their cars fixed to go to work, which hit a family member firsthand. Car cannot be fixed. So how many people were disrupted just to go to work? So it's a war on the economy. Number two, war fever. And this is speculation. I bet you that it's going to come out Russia did this attack. They need a boogeyman to set us up for a draft, to go to war. This screams SEAL 4. Scream SEAL 4, priming us for World War III. Russia, 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 Russia. Russia did it. Number three, the third reason why I think this was a false flag is I bet you're going to see, watch for it, government overreach into the automotive. They don't want you to drive. They want to take away your cars. So will there be government overreach over the net for your protection? Just like 911. Some same sort of deep state propaganda where they gave us the National Defense Authorization Act that basically decimated the Constitution after 9/11. And it's for your protection. The surveillance state. Increased surveillance could be used to monitor all the activities of citizens, potentially stifling dissent and enabling manipulation of public opinion. Just another power grab. And you always will see this. I remember when there was that bomber that went onto an airplane, and it was Northwest Airline. And it was very odd. All these witnesses said it's almost like this bomber that tried to blow up the plane, light his shoes, I think it was. They said he had a handler. And then all of a sudden, right afterwards, there was a bill passed for new security systems as you check into airports. Mega, mega contract. So watch for government overreach protection, either on the net or getting their hands deep into the car industry. Because remember, they don't want you to drive. They need to take away cars, old school cars. All right, number four, foundation for ID 2020. As we start seeing more and more attacks on the internet and deepfakes with artificial intelligence, everyone is going to have to provide some sort of bio ID that links to ID 2020. We have covered ID 2020 at length. And I found this very, very creepy. This is the beast system, my friends. Microsoft, the ID 2020 Alliance, Universal Digital Identification, and you. This is from Microsoft's own website. Our digital activity increasingly parallels our real world activity. That screams Meta. They want you ultimately in Meta, that fake AI resurrection that we always talk about. Participation in the modern economy, the ability to buy and sell. Listen to that again. That's the beast system. Can't buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. Participation in the modern economy, the ability to buy and sell, attain employment, healthcare, social services, and more are virtually impossible without a digital identity. Really? Says who? Says this beast system. In May of 2016, the United Nations headquarters in New York, ID 2020, an alliance of governments, nonprofits, academia, over 150 private sector companies, and 11 United Nations agencies collaborated on how to provide a unique digital identity to everyone on the planet. This is wickedness. So they launch their cyber attacks, they bring in legislation, and they inch us like boiling frogs into ID 2020 that ultimately will be your bio ID that we always often cover. And it fits this transhumanism play as well. That'll tie you up to this AI fake god. But these cyber attacks could be used to disrupt infrastructure, sow chaos, steal sensitive information. This could create a perceived need for increased security and control digital ID systems. By implementing a digital ID system, the AI government could monitor and control access to various online services. Think your carbon dioxide tracker that they talked about at World Economic Forum that we always talk about here. Think about the social credit score that they launched in China that will be the global model. This could potentially lead to a situation where access to essential services is contingent on compliance with certain rules or behaviors. Don't join the military, don't have a bank account. There's a video going viral from the UK that is just beyond creepy. All right, number five, why would they go after dealerships? Well, there's a war on cars, as we've already talked about. They want you to be in driverless cars that will not go to certain areas of the United States. Your freedom is going to be destroyed, my friends. So it's just used for shutting down vehicles if a prolonged attack. And I speculate, if this goes on a long time, it probably won't. But I speculate some climatologists will come out and say, well, for those 3 days, you know, we didn't have 50,000 cars per day on the road. And we noticed the carbon dioxide output was so much less. And this is just a great way to go after cars. I remember that during 911 when airplanes didn't fly for a day or two. And there was some funny studies about, wow, we need to actually have a moratorium on flying airplanes to give the earth a break. Maybe from the chemtrails, I agree with that. So at a minimum, you're going to own nothing. And at the end of the day, this is a war on cars. War on cars. Keep your old cars. I think we did a VCast, 12 reasons to keep your old car. Check that out. So again, if you have a business, can you run your business old school? You need to think about that. That needs to be part of your strategy to keep the doors open, my friends. Go to cash if you have to. And we tie everything back to scripture. This is an end of days news ministry. You know, have rest. Daniel 2:21 in the King James Version reads as follows. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. So even though we see this beast system rising, have no fear and endure to the end. Bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. Make sure you have a great day, friends.